We've been reporting this week on Skid Row here in Los Angeles and the story of one longtime resident of Skid Row will arrive on movie screens across the country this Friday. The Soloist is the tale of a gifted musician named Nathaniel Ayers. His mental illness drove him from the halls of the famed Juilliard School to the streets of L.A. That's where he developed an unlikely friendship with L.A. Times columnist Steve Lopez. Here's NPR's Ina Jaffe.
The friendship between Steve Lopez and Nathaniel Ayers began 4 years ago with a chance encounter on a downtown sidewalk.
When I first saw Nathaniel, it was right over there.
Lopez says Ayers was playing a violin with just two strings.
He made sure to play where he could see Beethoven at all times.
That would be the statue of Beethoven in Pershing Square.
I'm flabbergasted about the statue. Aren't you flabbergasted about this?
That's actor Jamie Foxx playing Nathaniel Ayers in the movie The Soloist.
Do you have any idea how it got here?
No.
Maybe they dropped it off late at night.
But Steve Lopez, played by Robert Downey Jr., is about to walk away when he notices some names that Ayers has chalked on a pillar.
Who are Nancy, Paul, and Craig?
Those are my classmates at Juilliard.
That got Lopez's attention. Began writing columns about Ayers, telling the story of his painful slide from a young musician full of promise to a man isolated by mental illness, even while he slept on the sidewalks each night with hundreds of others. Through it all, Ayers' passion for music endured.
All he cares about is the moment and the music. It's peace for him. It's sanity. He's home.
Readers were moved by Ayers' story. They sent Lopez replacements for that two-string violin. Nathaniel Ayers may now be one of the best-equipped musicians in Los Angeles.
There are the six violins, five of which donated by readers. There are the two cellos, both donated by readers. I bought him a trumpet, a French horn, a clarinet.
In fact, Ayers and his vast collection of instruments is the reason there is now a music studio at the Lamp Community, a Skid Row organization that works with the homeless mentally ill. After a lot of effort and patience, Lopez persuaded Ayers to move off the street into a small apartment at Lamp. Though Ayers wasn't available the couple of times we tried to meet him, he's a well-known figure to other residents of the Lamp community, like Joseph DeGuerra.
He's played music for me, and he knows my name, and he even has my name up on the wall right there in his little corner.
That courtyard wall is decorated top to bottom with names written by Ayers.
And he's a humble guy. You'd never know that this guy has a movie that's about his life story, and you would never know it.
DeGuerra came to Lamp because he's bipolar. He thinks that had a lot to do with his becoming homeless.
I believe that had I acted when I was diagnosed, a lot of things I probably would have avoided, but because at the time when they gave me the label, I didn't want to receive it. I was in a state of denial. I started to get depressed, and when you get depressed, that's not good.
But at the moment, Joseph DeGuerra is anything but depressed. He's thrilled to have a roof over his head. The staff at Lamp has really helped him, and he wants to tell Lamp's director, Casey Horan, all about it.
Wow, and I'm happy. I'm happy. I mean, they understand your illness,
right,
and they're very sensitive.
And what you said about it really is happening, getting housing, how that helps your mental health?
Oh, it does.
Of course it does.
It does. Yeah. It does help. Yeah. It helps to know that somebody cares. When you're homeless, you're, like, forgotten. Well, here in the Lamp, they make you feel like somebody.
Well, we feel the people that work at Lamp feel like they're the lucky ones, really,
yeah,
because we get to just bear witness to people that make these amazing changes in their life that most people don't ever get to see.
Unless they work in Judge Michael Tynan's court.
Okay, Joyce Anderson, BA334249. Morning, Miss Anderson.
How are you?
Tynan runs something with the ungainly title of the Co-Occurring Disorder Court. It's for people who are both drug-addicted and mentally ill. Defendants are assigned to a lengthy residential treatment program. Tynan scrupulously monitors their progress. Failure can mean jail, but not in Joyce Anderson's case.
Ma'am, you are doing very, very well. You're making great, great progress in your life. I'm very proud of you.
No one knows exactly how many homeless people are both mentally ill and addicted, but a survey conducted in Los Angeles County found that at least half of the homeless say they suffer from a mental illness, and at least 40% acknowledge an addiction to drugs or alcohol. Tynan says in L.A. County alone, there are probably tens of thousands of people who qualify for this special court.
This problem is pretty close to overwhelming the criminal justice system.
In fact, there are so many mentally ill people in the L.A. County Jail, Sheriff Lee Baca says he runs the nation's largest mental institution. Judge Tynan's court, however, is a pilot project. It can only serve 54 people. So Joyce Anderson was one of the lucky ones. She looks radiant as she walks out of the courtroom. She knows how far she's come.
I became mentally ill. A mental illness hit me, bipolar, schizophrenic, and I wasn't on my medication. I was homeless off and on for 20 years, sleeping on the street. Got my own place now, and I look forward to getting up every day, going to the program, and doing something structured with my life and being able to be responsible for myself.
There are thousands of people who struggle with the same problems as Joyce Anderson. And there are thousands of Nathaniel Ayers, too, says Steve Lopez, which was the reason for those columns and a book and the movie.
And I hoped that in humanizing Nathaniel, it would be a step towards beginning to destigmatize mental illness.
Lopez and Ayers' friendship has now settled into a relatively routine part of their lives. They go to concerts, to the ball game. They speak on the phone frequently. Nathaniel Ayers is now recovered to the point where he's developing relationships with people besides Steve Lopez.
When I'm not getting many phone calls, it's often because Mr. Ayers has some female companions at times, and I feel like a jilted lover. I feel like I've been, I want to say, don't you love me anymore?
Their story, though, has a qualified happy ending. Mental illness isn't something you get over like a head cold, says Lopez.
I will not romanticize it, and I don't want to give your listeners the impression that he's cured or that I have any clue what's in store for us tomorrow. The illness doesn't go away. It's ugly, and it sometimes turns him into a very nasty, offensive guy. It's not easy, and I wouldn't suggest to anybody that it is easy, but I think it's been all the more rewarding because of the challenges.
Actually, Steve Lopez insists that he's gotten more out of the friendship than Nathaniel Ayers has. That point may be debatable, but then real friendship isn't something you can ever measure. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.